Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the training that we do with our employees on our dairy farms. You know, a lot of times we have various training programs we try to put our workers through, but there may be some points that you might want to consider as you think about what you're actually doing on your dairy today. You know, workers like to receive some training, but how are you going to deliver that? If we look at some surveys that have been done with dairy employees, it might give us some insight as to how we might accomplish that and be most effective with it. Number one, participants will tell you that they would like to have on-the-job training. In other words, an experienced coworker or maybe the manager that has skills in that area to actually train them on the job as opposed to sitting and looking at a video. Workers also desire increased training in the area of safety. And it's important that this training represents what really goes on the dairy farm. So any safety training that you provide for your dairy employees should be specific to the farm as well as the equipment that they're expected to work with. This probably will result in the fact that you may have general safety training for workers, but then also some specific safety training for specific things that they will find in their particular area of work. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider the training that they're providing to their employees and recognize that employees really do desire specific training to the jobs that they are performing on the dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.